Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills is a healing evangelist, a best-selling author, and a mega church pastor. He's the founder of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, overseeing over 3,000 churches across every continent of the world. He pastors the First Love Church, a vibrant church in the city of Accra, transforming the lives of thousands of young people for the Lord. Now listen to Dag Heward Mills.
Now it's time to receive the word of God, like I said, and we are receiving it. We are receiving it with a song. Amen. One day the prophet Elisha was somewhere and they told him that he should just prophesy. And he said, I cannot just prophesy. They should bring a minstrel to sing and make some melodies so that the prophetic will be aroused. Are you there? Are you going home? Paul told Timothy, I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift. So sometimes the gift is there, but it's not stirred up. So tell your neighbor, you are the minstrel. We are going to sing a supernatural song that's going to stir up the prophetic gift. And the song says, nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Are you ready to sing it? I didn't hear your yes. Are you ready to sing it? Come on, let's stir it up. Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible. Come on, sing it like you believe it. When you're trusting in His word. Everybody lifting every hand and every voice and singing. It's impossible when you put your trust in God. Come on, say nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible because we're trusting in His word. Hearken to the voice of God to thee. Is there anything too hard? Now everybody lift your two hands and say, we put our trust in God alone. And rest upon His word. For everything, oh everything, yes, everything is possible with God. Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise. And let's welcome to the stage God's gift, Bishop Dag Heward.
All right. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your holy word that is blessing our hearts today. Ask the Lord to give you a spirit of revelation. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing that you give to us today. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Today, I want to share with you a very important message. And I believe it's going to bless your heart. Now, it is a great thing to serve the Lord. Yes. So I have a book called It Is a Great Thing to Serve the Lord. Is it available? How many don't have this book? If you don't have this book, lift your hands. Raise your hand, because I will give it to you if you don't have it. You don't have it. Lift your hand if you don't have it. Wow. Stand up if you don't have this book. I want to see. Hey. But last time I gave you all my books. Were you the ones, or it wasn't you? You didn't do what? And they didn't come to church. Those I gave the books to. So you don't have this book. You don't have it on your phone. Okay. Should I give the books again? Okay. Where is Letitia? Yeah. What do we need to do to get the books? Dagbooks.org. Go to take your phone. How many of you have got phones? Those who are standing. Okay, you need to have at least a phone. We watch everything on the phone now. Soccer, even goals that are scored, you can see it on the phone. Now, I want to talk about prosperity and being a servant of God. Can you put it up, dagbooks.org, on the screen? It's coming up, okay. It's up. No, that's not how it is. Is it capitals? The man has made it caps. That, is that how it is? It's not. And it doesn't matter. Okay, then put it up if that's the right thing. Yeah. Now, we are going to put it on till what time? 6 p.m. It will be up till 6 p.m. Is it 2 o'clock? So about 8 o'clock maybe, 10, because of the internet. 10 o'clock. Don't tell anybody, oh. It's not nice this way. Put in the small letters. Yeah. Now, it is a great thing. So what I'm going to do today is that I'll just read verses from the Bible. And then you choose whether you are blessed or not. The first, so I'm going to read about 5 verses or 6 verses and then we've closed. All right. So number one, Job 36, verse 11 and 12. All right. What does it say? If they obey him and serve him, that they shall spend their days. If they do what? If they resist him. If they fight him, if they obey him and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. But if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword and they shall die without knowledge. Wow. No, this is serious. Put the scripture there again. Now listen. You know, when you meet Jews, real Jews, they have no question in their mind about prosperity. To be rich and to be prosperous, right, is or was part of their heritage. From Abraham through to Isaac to Jacob to all the people that were their fathers, God blessed them humanly speaking. and they were rich. The Bible says in about Abraham, it says, and Abraham was rich. Abraham was very rich. Abraham. Amen. Or Abraham was very rich. Abraham was very rich. Genesis 13, verse 2. Not Rachel, very rich. So as today, as I'm preaching, prosperity is moving into the system. And people are becoming prosperous. And the condition for becoming prosperous and rich was if they obey him and serve him. So that is why it is important to serve and not just to be there. Because Job 36 verse 11 says, if they obey and serve, that you must serve. You can't just exist. You can't just receive. You can't just receive, listen to messages. You can't just attend. You must obey and you must serve. There must be some kind of service that you are giving to the Lord. Amen. So when it comes to this Abraham, the Bible says Abraham was rich. In Genesis 27, it says Isaac went forward and he became great. Very, very, very great. Are you there? In verse 13, it says the man waxed great. Genesis 26. That's Isaac. In verse 1, you see that he's talking about Isaac. It says, then the man waxed great and went forward. Wax is like an old word for growing. He grew great. All right? You are going to grow great. And then he went forward in his life, whatever it means. Beginning from today, you are going forward. I want you to believe all the verses that we read today. Amen. And he grew until he became very great. Do you see? Until he became very great. And then what happened in the next verse? For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds. That was how they measured their riches. Just like how today people measure riches in terms of the gold you have, or the dollars you have, or the pounds you have. But now we don't keep physical goods. There's no space. So we keep dollars or cedis. Huh? Or naira. For he had possession of flocks and possessions of herds and a great store of servants. A lot of people were serving him. The more people work for you, the greater you are. He had flocks. He had a great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. One of the signs of prosperity is envy. Yes. So you are moving. Those of you who have been envying people. Do you get it? It's time for you to be envied. Instead of you always envying somebody who is waxing greater and greater. And you are always discussing someone. It's time for you to be discussed. How many have heard somebody discussing me before? Raise your hand if you've heard somebody discussing me. Oh, Charlie. What have I done for people to discuss me? It's wild, though. I am sharing with you the word of God, okay? If you obey him, this is the first verse. I want you to just believe it. If you obey him and serve him, serving God and obeying the call of God is a key to prospering. It says they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Wow. It even sounds carnal. I mean, the verse almost sounds like a carnality. Pleasures. Receive pleasures. So Abraham was rich. Isaac was envied. And Jacob, I mean, that's his name was changed to Israel. The Israel that we hear of today, which is fighting all over for whatever reason, for their survival. Because they have had 6 million of their citizens killed in a few months before by those who hate them. So they have developed a certain attitude towards those who hate them. And if you go to Israel, I was once in Israel, and the man who was driving me around, he said that there's no family in Israel. There's no family. Like all the people that live there, there's no family that doesn't have somebody whose mother, father, uncle, great-grandmother was part of the people killed. So every house there has this thing. Yes. But it's these same people. So if you take the billionaires in America, I don't know if you can find it for me in my book on why those who pay tithes prosper. There is a chart there that shows you the communities in America. And it shows that the Israelis, that is Jacob's children, have the largest number of billionaires than any other group, even though they are very small. Yeah. But it's there. If they can find it, they'll show you. So receive this grace. Amen. Amen. Now, Psalm 35, verse 27. I want you to take these verses as memory verses. So write them down, make a note of them, and you also have the book, It is a Great Thing to Serve the Lord, chapter 6. The notes are there. Are you receiving prosperity as I'm preaching? Let them shout for joy and be glad. That favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Wow. God has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Amen. So, beginning from today, I want you to know that you have a God who is happy and he takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants, not his members. His servants. Amen. Are you a servant of God? Then I want to tell you that God is excited about your new Mercedes Benz. Yes. He takes pleasure. You know, there are some bosses who don't take pleasure in the prosperity of the people that are in the organization. When they see you prospering, they'll say, "Hey, where did you get this from?" Or if you have a house and you invite them to come to the house warming, then you will see that they'll be looking, say, "Hey, how did this guy get this? The guy is stealing something from the organization." As we have all been here, me, I am the assistant managing director. Even me, I don't have this. I don't have this. How does this guy have this? So you see that some bosses are not taking pleasure in the prosperity of their servants. Like, as the servants prosper, they are not excited about it. And it's true. It's true. One of my bishops called me, he said, "I've been invited to go and preach somewhere." I said, "I'm excited." In fact, actually, this week I've been having so many messages. One said, I'm preaching in Paris. Another one said, I'm preaching in Panama. One said, I'm preaching in Chile. One said, I'm preaching in Argentina. Different places. Places that I've even been to before. And I'm so excited. I'm happy about the prosperity of the people that are in there. You get it? Yeah. I'm happy that people are prospering. The First Love Church, I said, one of the most common cars will be a Mercedes Benz. Those who sell Mercedes Benzes, they'll be coming here to see the cars arranged. That's why I myself decided to join the Mercedes Club. I still have not joined because of I don't have the car yet. But why would I join such a club in the church? Just to encourage the members that it's a good thing. God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. We are happy when you have all this. Yes. We don't have any problem with such a thing. Receive your Mercedes Benz. Yes. So God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his Basenta leaders. Wow. So what is going to happen is that when you are being a Basenta leader, you come and park your Mercedes. And then you get in the bus. And then you'll be moving with the people to drop them. And when you finish, you come and take your Benz off to the house. Wow. The prophecy you believe. I said the prophecy you believe is the prophecy that will happen practically in your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Somebody is going to come to you and say, "I didn't know you like Mercedes Benz. Take one. I didn't know." And you tell them, "I mean, I don't really like it, but I'm not. I don't mind. I mean, just." But I don't mind. I don't mind. Amen. Number, how many numbers have I given you? So number one, when you are a servant, you spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. Number two, when you serve God, He takes pleasure in your prosperity. Like He is happy about it. He's happy. You'll be happy to show Him your car. Yes. He will surround you with physical blessings. I don't normally talk about this, but it's true. Number three, when you are a servant of the Lord, He will give you abundance. So when you are a basenta leader or you are a chorister or a dancing star or a film star or a shouting star or a greater love member, whatever star you are, or an airport star, what? A telepastor. When you are a telepastor, or an ushering star, you can expect abundance. Can I have an amen? Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. I see over 1,000 people have joined us. God bless you for joining. Subscribe, share, like. It's a blessing. I feel an anointing moving towards Basenta leaders. Wow. Kama Shando Baranandalaba. Now, Luke chapter 5, verse 1. And it came to pass, as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Wow. Verse 2. And he saw two ships standing by the lake. And the fishermen were gone out of them, and they were washing their nets. Verse 3. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. In other words, use your boat for not fishing, but for the work of God. Use it for the work of God. Don't use it for making money. Just allow your business or your boat to be used to help the work of God. So Peter flowed with it. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Wow. Now when he had left speaking, which means when, it doesn't mean when he, they don't mean right speaking and left speaking. No, but it meant when he had stopped speaking. He said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Okay. Wow. And Simon answering said, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Amen. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net break. So, today, if you are watching, you see, I'm just declaring over you prophetic blessings of prosperity for serving God. Yes, for serving, for being one of the servants of the Lord. Now, beginning from today, that word, their net break, it will apply to your life. Your pockets, beginning from now, are declared too small for the money that God is giving you. Receive it. Their nets break. Your wallet. I'm informing you. Speak to your wallet. If I don't know if you have a wallet. It's too small for. It's too small. It's breaking. In Jesus' name. Your Momo wallet. How much does a Momo wallet take? 10,000. Have they increased it beyond 10,000? From now, that 10,000 barrier is too small for you. In the name of Jesus. It says their nets break. Beginning from today, the car park of your house is too small for the cars that will be parked in the house. Some of your cars have to park outside. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy you receive. The storeroom of your house, where you are keeping corned beef and rice and oil, beginning from today, the things have come out of the room. There's nowhere to walk. There's nowhere to walk. I prophesy to your wardrobe. That tiny wardrobe that is in your house, that tiny wardrobe. Beginning from now, I command the wardrobe to expand because it is breaking down from the pressure. Where you hang your dresses, it has become a U. It is breaking. It is breaking. It's breaking. In the name of Jesus. Where you park your shoes. The Bible says that the net break. Can you imagine the inconvenience of a broken net? Peter had to go with them with a broken net. It is a problem has come. Like the things that God is giving you, as a result of you just allowing God to use what you have for a short, I don't know how long the sermon was, 30 minutes. Suddenly an inconvenience. Where your shoes are. Beginning from now, you are going to have to select. This one is light brown. This one is lighter brown. This one is lighter brown. This one is lightest brown. From today, you have to give away some of the truth that it's okay. My net is breaking. My net has broken. We are going to look on stage. My voice. What do you think? Is it right? My voice is going. The people are taking away the volume from my voice. Huh? We are going to Nandom and Laura and the Tumu. Some of your shoes will go with us. There's no space in the house in the name of Jesus. The place where you keep your shirts. All your shirts. There will be no space In the name of Jesus. There are going to be quarrels in the house between husband and wife over keeping of things. Receive these quarrels. Should I release those quarrels? Where is the sound people? Say, I believe that the people on this side cannot hear. Because all that side, they are sitting down. All these people are standing up. So I believe that this side, the volume is bad. Do you see what I'm saying? Nana Yawenko, do you get it? You see? Yeah. They cannot hear. Yes. So I'm preaching, but they cannot hear. Hey, Mobo. Now, your car is too small for the people in your house. It's too small. Kalababa, Shabala, Badora, Mandala, Babandala, Babandala. I prophesy over your car. I condemn your car to be too small. Receive a larger car. In Jesus' name. The net break. The net break. The net break. The money in your account is too small for only Echo Bank. Echo Bank only. No, no, no. You need Stanbic, Absa, Zenith, Fidelity, ET, TT, ED, GG, GJ, GC, TT, TT, GT. Receive, look, multiple bank accounts. Some people think we are joking. I've been a Christian for so many years. Always people think that we are just saying something. Why is it that when what is happening in the Bible is being brought from the Bible into real life, then people start to say, are you sure? Oh, yes. The food in your house is going to be too much for the house. Some of you, you would have had dogs in your house. But because of human beings, you've decided not to have dogs. Because the human beings will eat all the food. There'll be nothing left for the dogs. All right. Number four. Number four, as you serve God, you'll be delivered from embarrassment. Embarrassment of shortages. Embarrassment of what? Shortages. The Bible says on the third day, all right, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and Jesus was called and his disciples. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. And Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. And his mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Hey! And there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of purifying of the Jews. And Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And when they had filled them to the brim, he said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the wine, the water that was made wine. He knew not whence it was. But the servants which drew the water knew. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine. When men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. Now, the bridegroom was having a great time, but he was getting married, though. But he was blasted that day for the embarrassment that he had caused. He said, this is not how it's done. This is not how we serve wine. You can't bring a bad wine and then later. So he told him off. This was the bridegroom's wedding. He called the bridegroom and told him, I mean, what you've done is terrible. The bridegroom was feeling terrible. That was his wedding night. I'm sure he was depressed when he went to the wedding chamber. Yeah. Now, all embarrassing shortages. You see, when you just obey, all embarrassing shortages of your life are ended. In Jesus' name. There will be no more. There's no bread. How many have heard it in your house before? There is no bread. Raise your hand if there has been no bread in your house before. Wow. What about there is no milk? What about there is no milk? No milk. What about there is no sugar? Raise your hand, there's no sugar. What about there's no Milo? Have you heard it in your house before? What about there's no toilet paper? Have you heard it before? Raise your hand if you've heard it before. Beginning from today, all forms of embarrassing shortages are over in Jesus' name. Amen. You never have a shortage. Stew without meat. Soup without meat. Only bones are left. Bone soup. Bone light soup. Bone meat stew. Just pure stew. Onion stew. Jollof, white jollof. White jollof. Anemic jollof. Lift your hand. Father, all shortages are ending today. And they are ending by your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that is short, that leads to embarrassment and oddities, in Jesus' name, it is corrected. It is corrected. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, become like Jesus, serving, amen, you will never lack again. Hallelujah. Now, number five, you'll never lack food. Ask all the ladies in the church. They spend most of their money buying food for the house. Isn't it true? And they'll be complaining. We spend all our money on food. Say food is expensive in Accra. Husbands, have you heard wives saying that before? Things have changed. When you go to the market, try to do better on stage. Sound, squealing. We are squealing, we are squeaking. I'm moving the mic away all the time on stage. Now, Bible says, when the day began to wear away, Then came the 12 and said, send the multitude away. But Jesus said, make them sit down in 50s. Wow. And he did so. And they made them all sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed them and broke and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. And they did eat and were all filled. Amen. They were what? All filled. How many have slept hungry before? Not that you were fasting, but you were hungry. Why did you sleep hungry? Why did you sleep hungry? There was no food. Some of you have had visitors who were sent to, staying in your house was a starvation school. Is it not amazing? Starvation. One brother once sent a message to me. He said, I'm getting stomach pain from hunger. I'm a visitor in a house where there's no food. There's no food, no soap, no toilet paper, no water, shortages. Begin from today, the prophecies that you believe, they are the prophecies that are going to happen. God is going to bless you. You will never be short of food again. You will have abundance of food. Some of you will pass by KFC and you start doing a calculation. How many have ever passed by KFC and done a calculation? Raise your hand. Wow. And you will be calculating. When I buy one piece of chicken, I can buy a whole chicken. Is there anybody else who has done that calculation before? That is, when I buy one small decent chicken like this, I can buy the whole chicken for the same price. So based on that, you don't buy chicken. Christmas time, I usually buy chicken for all the children, KFC. Because I realize that their mothers don't want to. Their mothers have done that calculation. The mothers, yes, they do that calculation. But you see, that calculation that you do is because of shortages. Yes, it's because of shortages. You're analyzing. How much is one whole chicken? $120. And how much is the? The bucket is 300. And how about the 2 pieces? 50 something. So 2 packets of the 2 pieces can give you 1 full chicken with the inside and everything. You can eat all. You can eat the bones. I mean, there will be nothing left. A lot of calculations. How many have eaten with calculations? You'll be eating and you are calculating. In the name of Jesus. 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 No more calculations. You eat chicken freely. Pork freely. Meat freely. You see, your child who is an adolescent, he needs more protein. Look at the small meat that you have given him. Huh? Beginning from now, you are going to have a problem as to where to keep. All the chickens will be, some will be outside the field. I have to cook them. I need somebody to eat them. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And this is as a result of being a servant of the Lord.
Wow.
Tell your neighbor, Charlie, I want to be a servant of the Lord because I want to enjoy the prosperity that comes with serving the Lord. Amen. Now, the last one is Mark chapter 10. You are going to have lands and houses as a result of serving the Lord. Mark chapter 10, verse 28. And Jesus answered and said, verily, I say unto you, there is no man that has left a house or brethren or sisters. Huh? No, let's read verse 28 first. Peter began to say, lo, we have left all and followed thee. Verse 29. And Jesus answered and said, verily, I say unto you, there is no man that has left a house. Amen. And that has left brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children. Amen. Or lands for my sake and the gospel's sake. Huh? Verse 30. But he shall receive 100-fold. Listen, if you think you came to church here to listen to economics, I am not sharing anything about economics with you. There's nothing that I'm saying that makes sense. I'm talking of Bible. If you are here to listen to some logical whatever, and I know some of those things. This is what art students do. But this is not about arts or science. This is Bible, Bible. And I want you to believe it. Because in the process of time, you will come to see that these things are true. It says, but he shall receive 100-fold. 100? Now, in this time. You see, we would have said, oh, I'll get my mansion in heaven. But the Bible is saying here, he shall receive now, in this time, not in heaven. Thank God for now in this time. Wow. 100-fold of houses, of brethren, of sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands with persecutions, and in the wealth to come, eternal life. Amen. So this morning or afternoon, I am not telling you about how to go to school, to get a PhD, to get a job, to become rich, how to go to America, how to use this, how to use that. No. I'm not. I am talking about how to serve God. And through serving God, through your faith in God, through faith in believing in God, that all things can be added onto your life and that you can experience and see tremendous increase financially, physically, humanly. You can experience it. You see, when I finished school, I was 26 years old. And when I finished my house job, that is, I finished school on the 10th of March, 1989. Yeah, around 4 p.m. That's when I finished school. When I finished, I started working on the 1st of April, 1989. Yeah. And I finished that job in 1990. 1st of April, on that side. In 1990. Yeah. At that time, I was 27 years old, I believe. And everybody in my class, I want you to receive a blessing. That's why I'm talking to you like this. Everybody in my class, we're only 50 left Ghana. I mean, they know that there's no hope here. So they left. They went to America. They went all over the world. And I took a decision at the age of 27. I took a quality decision that even though I qualified to go abroad to live wherever and work as a doctor in America, in England, in anywhere, in Switzerland, because I'm Swiss also, apart from being Ghanaian. Yes, I'm also Swiss. You must remember that. Oh, yes. I took a quality decision. This is it. To serve the Lord is my decision. So at the age of 27, I knew that I will never have a house in my life. Because I didn't know how I ever have a house. My church had only children, students. Nobody in the church had even a car. My church was not bigger than the Greater Love Club section here. And I said, I'm going to be a pastor. And all the future of go here, go here, go here, go here. I said, no. This is my decision. And I thank God for my wife. She followed me. I was 28 years old when a surprise came. You see, I want you to see this scripture. He shall receive a hundredfold now in this time. As I was 26 when I finished school. I was 27 when I finished. 28, I received a surprise. Yes. The surprise was that I was going to become the owner of my own house. Yes. Suddenly, I don't want to give you the details now, but suddenly I was to have to be owner of a house. And I don't want to say even who the neighbors were in that time. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I was 29 years old when I moved into my own house after giving up all houses forever. I was only 29 years old. Yes. And I moved in by the grace. It wasn't completed, but it was my house. What a blessing. I've practically lived to see that serving the Lord, and even how I got the house, was even a miracle, because you couldn't easily get that house. It was at a certain level of houses. So I always remember my age when I moved into the house. I was in my 20s. Yeah. A man who was destined never to prosper. He shall receive a hundredfold. We are talking about 30 something years ago. I've never paid rent.
Never.
Before.
Wow.
I'm not saying this to boast. I'm just telling you what happened to me. Yes. It was my choice. And I always encourage people, in your own way, choose to serve God. So if 30-something years ago, I had my own house in my 20s, what about now? If more or less divide. Oh, I don't know what that means. Yes. So I'm trying to encourage you. I'm trying to encourage you that when you are working for God, don't calculate. And I'm not talking about, let's say, economics, how to be rich through increasing returns activities, through synergies, through innovations. What are all these technology, technological change, and other economic words? That's not what I know. Those things, I've read them, I've heard about it. Schumpeter theories, Schumpeterian. I have a professor here. Where is prof? I have an economics professor, he guides me. Oh, yes, that's him there. Oh, yes. This is a Basentali, the senior lecturer. What's the name of those theories?
Schumpeterian theories.
That's what?
In the Schumpeterian theory, it talks about innovation to be able to bring a certain level of change, and that putting just capital and labor together will not be able to bring the needed output. So you need technology, you know, you need innovation.
Synergies
to be able to bring the needed
increasing return activity.
Increasing returns to get productivity.
Yes. It's a lecture in what?
In UPSA, please.
What subject?
In economics and finance.
Wow. These are the... It's a chartered accountant who is a senior lecturer. Yes. And an examiner. But he's a Basenta leader. He's a Basenta leader. He finished busing his members. Huh? That's why he's at the corner there. Yes. Telling us about the Schumpeterian. Tell your neighbor, do you know Schumpeterian? Schumpeter must be right. Well, what does it mean that Schumpeter must be right?
You know, there were other theories like Cobb Douglas that looks at more of the input. And others debunk his theory about innovation. But with time, they find out that his innovation is actually right. And they wrote a paper that Schumpeter must be right.
Schumpeter must be right. Schumpeter must be right. Oh, yes. Schumpeter must be right. Now. Yes. So you see, there's a Basenta leader. Sits on a bus, he carries people to church, parks his car, and he's moving around. That's it. He knows Schumpeter. You don't know Schumpeter, you not serve the Lord. You don't know anything. You know Reverend Peter, but you don't know Schumpeter. Wow. Thank you, Prof. Thank you, Prof. Listen, I'm just explaining to you that it is not what I'm teaching you, Schumpeter. I'm telling you faith, the Bible. I believe in God. Believe in God. Believe in God. Believe in His word. Yes. And somehow, as you serve the Lord, whether you are Abraham, you are Isaac, you are Jacob, you are whoever, God will take care of you. And you see, once you are not a money-grabbing, covetous person, God has so many ways to satisfy you and settle you and bless you. One day I was with one of my bishops. We were somewhere in a country in South America. And I asked him, you know, he's very close to me. I asked him, Bishop, am I rich? I asked him, am I rich? And he said, Daddy, you are content. He said, that's what you are content. You are happy with what you have. Yes, we were standing somewhere in South America. He said, you are content.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's great gain. Listen, trust God. Today, by the grace of God, I don't know how much it costs to buy Kelly Willy. Today, I don't know how much it is.
That's right.
I've passed that stage.
Yes.
What do you, is it not a level? Is it not a level? I'm not calculating. By the grace. I don't know how much is one stick of kebab. By the grace. That's how your life is going to be very soon. You will not be calculating. One day I was with my father in the car. I was sitting at the back. He was also at the back. And he saw kebab. And he told them, stop.
Okay.
And then he told them, go and buy. He said, buy everything.
Wow.
My father always buys everything.
Wow.
If you are selling kelewe, he buys the whole pan. He doesn't buy little pieces. He doesn't buy everything that is there. He takes all away. Receive such abilities and such graces. Yes. Beginning from today, your life is changing. The first time I practiced that thing that I learned from my father was at Circle. We were having a crusade. And I saw a lady selling oranges. When I saw her, I said, all. Remove the thing from her head. Remove all from her head. Bring it. Receive the grace to buy all the wache in the wache sellers. Container. And when my father bought the kebab, he didn't ask how much it was. He said, bring all. And then they brought all and put it on the seat. The whole kebab. Put it there in the middle of the car. And he said, eat. You are going to be eating at a certain level. Yes. Now you see, it may sound silly or childish to you, but I'm telling you, these are all landmarks on the road to a certain level. Oh, yes. Yes. Some of you who are traveling economic class. Kaladro basal barbashoba, samendere barambala. You are going higher. Receive it in Jesus' name. How many believe in the Mercedes Club? Oh, yes. First love Mercedes Club. Maybe we have to even make some seats. Special Mercedes Club members. Wow, or maybe I should change the Greater Love Club name to Mercedes Club. But they need to buy Mercedes Benz first. Stand to your feet, everybody. I came to give you good tidings. How many believe I'm giving you good tidings? Good tidings. I'm telling you that be a servant of the Lord. Be a servant of the Lord. Be a servant. Don't think about money when it comes to God. What will I get? How much can I? Some of you see the church as a place to come and sell shirts, to come and sell perfume, to come and sell boxer shorts. You are coming to sell underwear. You are coming to sell so many things to us. Eh? Why? You want to turn the church into a market. Lift your hands to Jesus. I want you to promise God, Lord, I want to be your servant. I want to be your servant. I want to be your servant. I want to serve you without thinking of what I will get. I want to give you my boat. I want to give you my boat, Jesus. If you can use my boat, those of you online, you want to tell Jesus, I want to give you my boat. Use something that I have. Use something that belongs to me for your great work. I love you, Jesus. Thank you. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. I lay hands on all of us. Receive a laying on of hands in the realm of the Spirit and receive the grace to be a young servant of the Lord. And beginning from today, may the Lord take pleasure in your prosperity. May you serve the Lord and may He prosper you greatly beyond your imagination. May you never be ashamed or embarrassed because of a shortage of something in your life. May He give you 100-fold of whatever you gave up for Him. May He bless you. And may you love Him more than you love anything else. May the Lord remember your hard work and remember your sacrifice and your love for Him. Father, thank you. As we work together to build your church, thank you for you taking pleasure and enjoyment in prospering those of us who are trying to serve you with all our hearts and with all our might. We give you thanks and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, just pray with me this prayer. I want to just pray a special prayer with you. Want to give your life to Jesus. Maybe you are here. Or maybe you are watching online. You want to give your life to God. Pastor, pray with me. I want Jesus to save me and change me. If you are here like that and you want me to pray with you, just lift your hand where you are standing. Maybe somebody invited you to church. You came to church, but you want to give your life to Jesus. If you are here like that, lift your hands and come to me. Come to me. Come to the front. Come, and I'm going to pray with you right here. God bless you.
Come run into that mercy where Jesus is calling. His grace will be your covering. His blood will flow freely. Did He provide
your healing? All right. Let us pray. If you are coming, you need to come now. Say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my heart to Jesus Christ. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. All of you who came to the front, go with our pastor. Pray with them again. All right? And this way, there's going to be a great blessing for you. Put your hands together and you may be seated as you take out your holy communion. Oh, yes. Now, do we all have holy communion? Who doesn't have? What do you have to do to qualify to get holy communion? It's for sale. All right, I didn't know that. All right, holy communion is for sale or you just bring it yourself. But we are so many people here. You get it. To get communion for 7,000 people on a Sunday is a big logistical project in itself. So you just get communion or you have to be taking imaginary communion every Sunday. Stand to your feet, everybody. Just pray with us. Even if you don't have communion in your hand, just pray with the communion because it's also a blessing for you. We are drinking on your behalf. Amen. Father, thank you for the body of Jesus Christ. The body of Jesus. Take the blood. May the blood of Jesus speak for you in the gates. Speak for you and defend you. May you be healed through the blood and forgiven through the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands for your blessing right now. Everybody, lift your hands. Lift your hands. Father, I pray for your blessing for your children. Now put your hand on your belly. Receive healing. Anything that is in you that is not well. Anything that is developing in you that is evil. Anything that is not going well in the name of Jesus. May healing come into you right now at this very time. Receive the power of the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the grace of God appear to every family and every home. Receive healing. Receive blessings. Receive prosperity. Now lift your two hands. Whatever you've been waiting for, waiting to hear, may the grace of the Lord appear to you this week. And may you hear good news this week. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy the end of crisis and the end of troubles and the end of problems in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. And everyone shouted, Amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.